561-3000, or you can direct connect to their website under our business sponsors. Just go to WTRJTheTruth.com.
The Florida Georgia Truth Network. Listen in Orange Park at 91.7. Let's Face the Issues is a daily broadcast ministry of First Conservative Baptist Church with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood. Dr. Youngblood is also the founder, president of Conservative Theological University. Let's Face the Issues broadcast deals with real issues facing our culture today from a biblical perspective. God created three institutions, the home, government, and the church. Therefore, any issue that is harmful or has a negative impact on either of these institutions will be carefully dealt with and confronted from a biblical worldview. Too often, good people are afraid to confront serious issues that are attacking the church, the home, and Christians. We must stand against the enemies of the family and the church. Tune in each day for another broadcast of Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood. Here is Dr. Youngblood with Let's Face the Issues.
Thank you, thank you, thank you, ladies and gentlemen. It's our delight to have you join us today. A very special broadcast today. I pray that you're tuned in with intent on listening, learning, and making a decision as to what we need to do as Christians, conservatives, and patriots in America. We're talking about the great debate. Of course, we're referring to the presidential debate that will be aired tonight at 9 o'clock. It's hosted by CNN, Communist Network News. That should tell us a lot about the potential for the debate. But ladies and gentlemen, today's presidential debate may well determine the fate of Joe Biden's candidacy. I'm serious. Behind the scenes, there's been a lot of razzle-dazzle, conversation, dialogue, and debate among the elitist within the Socialist, Marxist, Communist, Democratic Party as to what they need to do and how they need to handle it for Joe Biden. They recognize that Joe Biden, in his present cognitive depletion, will be an impossibility to win a proper, honest, honorable election. So they have been trying to determine how to replace him, what they need to do. And ladies and gentlemen, may I boldly say, I believe that after the debate tonight, the decision will have to be made by the Democratic National Committee on what to do with Joe Biden. We're going to talk about that and other things today. We have a very special guest today that we're going to be discussing this with. Congressman Mike Hill will join us in just a few moments as we talk about the issue of the great debate. We're going to look at some of the questions that may be asked. We'll be discussing the pros and cons of the CNN anchors, Dana Bash and Jake Tapper, as to whether or not it will be a lopsided debate, whether or not Trump will be debating one-on-one with cognitively depleted Joe Biden, or if Donald Trump will be debating three people, that is Jake Tapper, Dana Bash, and Joe Biden. Should Donald Trump answer their questions, or should he just speak to the audience by way of television and just recite what Biden has done, why it has happened, and what needs to be done? Or should he be sidetracked by the questions that I believe they'll be asking Donald Trump? We're going to talk about also today about some of the ground rules for this debate. Are they honorable? On the surface, does it sound like a, an equally balanced debate and the format being equal? I think not. We'll talk about that today, but let me remind you as we face the issues, we do so based on the authority of the written, revealed, inspired, infallible, inerrant Word of God. God's Word is the truth book. We can look wherever we want to look, read whatever we'd like to read, listen to whomever we'd like to listen to, and it does not get any better than the written, revealed, inspired, infallible, inerrant Word of God. Jesus, speaking to his disciples, said, "If you continue in my word, then you're my disciples indeed. You shall know the truth. The truth shall make you free." John 8, 31 and 32. Then in John 14, 6, Jesus says, "I am truth." Further in John 17, 17, the Lord Jesus said, "Thy word is truth." It's the truth of the Word of God, ladies and gentlemen, that ought to take precedence over anything and everything that may be said or done. May I say to you that as we face the issues, we do so based on the authority of the Word of God. But truth is not something that's sought after today. Truth is not something that's honored today. Truth is not something that is viewed as being something that would be honorable in a position that will stand on truth. But contrary-wise, we find the facts are as presented in the dystopian novel entitled 1984, published back in 46, 47, 48, 49. I believe actually 49 was the ultimate publishing date of the novel, dystopian novel entitled 1984. And in that novel, George Orwell, the secularist, said, "The further a society drifts from the truth, the more it will hate those who speak it." And I want us to understand, ladies and gentlemen, perhaps today, as never before in the history of our great nation, truth ought to be viewed as having a great significance. Truth matters. Truth matters. And may I say to you, as we honor God with truth, we need to recognize that we have a whole host in society today that will not recognize truth. In fact, I'm looking at headlines that says, "Most young Americans say there's no such thing as absolute truth." I believe therein lies the problem in our nation today, where there's a mindset that everyone has his or her own version of truth. 55% of millennials make that statement, and I'm reading from the article. "Each person determines their own version of truth. It is sad but true," if I can use the spin on the terms, "that we have gotten away from truth in our nation. We've gotten away from truth politically, theologically, doctrinally, ethically, morally, societally. Somehow, some way, there's a mindset that I have my own truth. I've said many times before, a half truth is a whole lie." I go back to the 15th century theologian and church reformer, Jan Hus. Jan Hus made a powerful statement. He says, "Seek the truth. Faithful Christians, seek the truth. Listen to the truth. Learn the truth. Love the truth. Tell the truth. Live the truth and defend the truth even to death." So my challenge each and every day on this show, ladies and gentlemen, as we face the issues, is that we need to, as Christians, conservatives, and patriots in particular, we need to stand for truth. We need to speak the truth, love the truth, live it, tell it, be willing to defend it, even at the risk of our own lives. Ladies and gentlemen, this portion of the day's broadcast is sponsored by Tools for Time. Tools for Time is an outdoor power equipment dealership company specializing in the turnkey business packages for individuals looking to own your own landscape or lawn care business. Tools for Time carries the full line of equipment for the homeowners with brands like Honda and Echo. Tools for Time carries the full line of hurricane preparedness equipment with the full line of Honda generators. And ladies and gentlemen, Tools for Time has a knowledgeable staff that can answer all of your questions about the power backup equipment. The knowledgeable staff at Tools for Time can answer your questions about the professional as well as the homeowner brand landscape and lawn care equipment. Tools for Time is located at 11291, that's 11291 Old St. Augustine Road, right at the intersection of 295 and the Old St. Augustine Road intersection. Ladies and gentlemen, Tools for Time is a great place to work. Tools for Time is now hiring all positions: house and grounds maintenance, mechanics and technicians, inside and outside sales, customer service representatives, and much, much more. Tools for Time is a family-friendly oriented environment that they're working in. Tools for Time is closed on Sunday, allowing the staff of Tools for Time to worship in the house of God with the family of God, as God's Word ordained it to be so. Drop by Tools for Time. Make an application for employment. Wait for an interview. See what God does, placing in the family of Tools for Time. ToolsForTime.com. ToolsForTime.com. Ladies and gentlemen, in just a moment, I'm going to have a very brief monologue and then introduce our guest today. The balance of the broadcast will be talking about the upcoming debate with Joe Biden and Donald J. Trump, called the presidential debate. I'm calling it the great debate. And ladies and gentlemen, I said before, and let me repeat, at the risk of redundancy, I believe this debate, why would the debate be this soon? Generally, a debate, presidential debate, is after the candidates, the ones that we call candidates now, after they've been sustained and officially ruled on, voted on, in their particular conventions as being the actual candidates. So the debates generally are not until September, October. Why are we having a debate here in June? What's the purpose of it? I believe the very purpose of it, my most humble opinion, is to set the pace as to whether or not Joe Biden is going to be the candidate on the November the 5th ballot this year. As I said a moment ago, Democratic voices already behind the scenes talking, how can we get rid of Joe Biden? And ladies and gentlemen, listen, if you'll recall, if you followed this broadcast, if you've been listening to the shows for all of these years, for the past 3 years, I've stated unashamedly, unabashedly, that I don't believe that Joe Biden will be on the ballot November the 5th, 2024. I believe that they will do a switcheroo, if I can use that term. In my opinion, Joe Biden will not be on the ballot on November the 5th. I believe they're going to find some way to take him out because they recognize that an even-handed, proper election without major theft by way of the illegal invaders voting. We'll talk about that in a moment. But the illegal invaders voting, that's the only way they're going to be able to steal the election. Not the only way, but one of the major ways that they would do so. But ladies and gentlemen, the so-called CNN moderated presidential debate may be the watershed moment for political history. I believe it'll be the watershed moment. Why do I believe that? Because most are not aware of the fact with the Democratic National Committee, they have not only the delegates that vote from state to state to state as to who the candidate should be. I believe that vote would say Joe Biden. But the Democrats have what they call superdelegates that can override the regular delegates' votes. I believe the superdelegates will step in and will replace Joe Biden with either Gavin Newsom, Michelle Obama, or Hillary Clinton. Have you noticed in the past 90 days in particular, Hillary Clinton's been seen several times, how would you say, going around talking with Barack Obama, being interviewed on television. In fact, she's made two or three very telling statements in the past 90 days. Just in the past 2 weeks, she's on one of the occasions, she said, I could beat Donald Trump in a debate or in the election. I can win the election. She is saying that because, in my most humble opinion, she will be the key candidate that the Democrats will choose, will select, if Joe Biden fails the test. What's the test? When will the test occur? What will the test consist of? The debate on the afternoon tonight, national television broadcast, streaming nationally and internationally, be also streamed by most of the other networks, including Fox News. This debate is the litmus test for Joe Biden. I believe that it is going to be problematic for Joe Biden. Listen, I'm looking at a headline that says, voters believe Dems, talking about the Democrats, will ditch Biden after Trump wins the debate. This is dated June 24th. Large numbers of Americans believe that Joe Biden will be booted from the 2024 presidential race by his own Democratic Party after he loses the debate to President Donald J. Trump. A poll from Rasmussen Reports obtained in advance, the Washington Examiner, says fully one-third of the Democrats say this week's on-stage matchup is Biden's last chance. Biden has been bedeviled, this article says, by obvious and on-camera exhibitions of befuddlement, confusion, disorientation, and further confusion. Democrats promptly launched a campaign talking points that such videos were edited and altered, accusing the Republicans of doing cheap fakes with video tech to make Biden look bad. The problem was that there was no evidence, no indication that any of the videos had been altered in any way. You've seen those videos. In fact, I've seen some compilations of the videos with 8, 10, 15 minutes of the stumblings, the mumblings, the statements, misstatements by Joe Biden. In fact, on one occasion when he's speaking to an audience, there's an individual seated in a wheelchair because they cannot walk. And he said to that person, called the name, says, stand up so everybody can see you. And the person confined to a wheelchair. He has spoken openly and asked, well, where's so-and-so? Called the name of a person that's been dead for several years. Joe Biden doesn't know which way to walk off of a platform. He cannot walk up a pair of steps without stumbling and falling. And what I'm saying is sad, 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 because his cognitive decline is not something that he can control. But I think, and I've said for many, many months now, that those that are his handlers need to be charged with senior abuse, because that's exactly what they're doing ladies and gentlemen. Perhaps this debate and the millions that will tune in could be the very focus. Listen, it could be the very focus that CNN's been looking for. You know, their viewing audience is at a historical low. And I'm frankly amazed that the national interest, the conversations, and the suggestions for questions that the moderators should ask the president and Joe Biden and Donald Trump. I'm amazed at it. I'm going to read another headline comment, then we'll introduce our guest today and have the dialogue and discussion on this high-stakes debate. In fact, that term I'm looking at, a headline, the high-stakes first debate for Biden and Trump. The first debate offers both candidates an opportunity to shift the momentum of the 2024 race, according to a political strategist. Joe Biden and former President Donald J. Trump will square off in their first debate of 2024 on June 27th, each aiming to present different visions, that is, for America's future. The high-stakes debate will be the crucial platform for the two oldest candidates in American history to demonstrate their energy, appearance, coherence, and responsiveness, making it a pivotal event that could shape the presidential race, according to the political analyst. CNN will host the debate at the Atlanta studios. The 81-year-old incumbent and the 78-year-old opponent will be standing throughout the debate, which will last for 90 minutes. There will be two commercial breaks, according to the network. The first debate offers both candidates a chance to change the race and its momentum for this election cycle. It's a massive article, and it goes into great detail, but suffice it to say, they're calling it high stakes. I believe it's a correct statement. I believe CNN will get the largest viewing audience they've had in the last, 20 years, in my opinion. So, ladies and gentlemen, as we look forward to the debate, I want to ask you, as we have the interview in just a moment, to dial 904-831-0917. 904-831-0917. Let's limit our conversation, our introduction of our different audience as you call in. Let's limit that to the debate tonight. What do you think? What are some of the questions you would like to see Biden ask? What are some of the questions you'd like to see Trump being asked by the moderators? Do you think that it will be an even-handed debate? Do you believe, ladies and gentlemen, that CNN moderators will present questions for both candidates? Or do you think the questions will be in some fashion bent or directed to protect and to promote Joe Biden? Now, we're going to talk about some of the things in a moment. The ground rules, what are they doing? How will it be scheduled? What will be the ground rules for the CNN group that's carrying it out? But I want us to introduce our guest today. Ladies and gentlemen, we're delighted to have Congressman Mike Hill with us today. Former District 1 Florida Representative. He is going to be with us in the balance of our time discussing the presidential debate and what could be the outcome of this debate. Congressman Hill, thank you for taking time out of a busy schedule to join us. I'm excited about what we're going to see in the debate this evening. I'm yet concerned about it. Let me say to you, thank you again for joining Let's Face the Issues today as we talk about this great debate.
Dr. Youngblood, thank you for having me. I listened to your monologue, and as always, you were spot on. Everything you were saying was accurate, and I agree with it 100%.
Congressman, on a scale of 1 to 10, if I can put you in a box for a moment, on a scale of 1 to 10, 10 being the highest, how would you rate this debate? Would it be a 5, 6, 7, 10, or 12? How would you rate the debate? Is it real important, or is it something just nonchalant, yet it's going to happen?
Dr. Youngblood, I think that most people have already made up their mind how they want to vote, regardless of how this debate goes tonight. That there's not going to be anything that Joe Biden can say that will make a Trump supporter all of a sudden vote for him. That there won't be anything Trump can say which will make a diehard leftist all of a sudden not vote for Biden and instead vote for Trump. there are the independents who are out there, and it's a large group of independents, just because they don't affiliate with a certain party, either Republican or Democrat, doesn't mean that they haven't made up their mind already. I mean, they're not stupid people. So, again, I don't think this debate is going to change minds too much of what's going to happen, but it is going to make for great theater.
Absolutely. One of the things that I have said leading up to this is that we're watching the, as I see it, the ground rules, the debate rules that CNN has set up. Are you familiar with the ground rules or the debate rules, as I would call them, that CNN have scheduled into the planning? And what are your thoughts about, for example, one of the ground rules is that when one candidate is speaking, they're going to shut the microphone off with the other. I see that as having a potential to try to make Trump look bad if he's talking to shut his mic off, or to make Biden look better if he's mumbling around and can't cognitively answer so that it will not show that. What are some of the other ground rules that you see that, in my opinion, are egregious and that ought not to be a ground rule for an equal-handed debate?
Well, one idea is to not have an audience at all, no audience participation. I think that that is not a good ground rule. And all these ground rules that they put in place are not helpful for President Trump. So my thought was, why on earth did he agree to do this? And the more I think about it, I came to the conclusion that Trump can't lose. And what do I mean by that? We all know that it's going to be the CNN moderators plus Biden all against Trump. Everybody knows that already. So that immediately makes him the underdog. Americans like to root for the underdog. So here Trump is, they're going to be ganging up on him, and any time that he can get in a good point, a good message point, there's going to be a cheer from the crowd, the non-existent crowd, I mean a TV audience, there's going to be a cheer from them because the underdog is punching back. So he can't lose that way. The more they try to make him look bad, the better off it's going to be for him. And then when Trump does score a victory, I believe he's going to win a debate. It's almost unfair to debate someone who's in, as you said, the cognitive decline that Biden is in. When Trump does win this debate tonight, it's just going to embolden the MAGA supporters even more. So he can't lose. If he's ganged up on and they hope to make him look poor, you know they're going to say, you've been impeached twice and you're a convicted felon. You know that's going to come out. And he knows it too. Trump has been practicing for this debate also. And the team who he's working with, they're going to be throwing hardball insults at him, and questions for him to answer. He's going to be prepared for it very well. And when they try to insult him and he responds back properly, it's just going to make the audience, even those who are doubters about him, want to cheer him on even more. He can't lose by participating in this debate.
Absolutely. In fact, Congressman Hill, ladies and gentlemen, that telephone number is 904-831-0917, 904-831-0917. Do you have a question about the debate this evening between Joe Biden and President Donald J. Trump? Do you have a question that you think needs to be asked? Why do you think it needs to be asked? Who do you think will be the lead in the debate this evening? That's the question. We look to you, our audience, to make a response to that. 904-831-0917. We're talking to Congressman Mike Hill, the former District 1 representative for the state of Florida. Congressman Hill, my question is, how could we expect an unbiased moderator, as Jake Tapper and Dana Bash. I'm looking at a headline that says the CNN debate host compares Donald Trump to Hitler. This article reads, it's dated June 25th, there's one irrefutable truth about Thursday night's first presidential debate. Donald Trump will not only be debating Joe Biden, but will also be debating the CNN moderators. Jake Tapper and Dana Bash have a long and ugly history of attacking President Donald Trump on air in some of the most vile manners. They have gone so far as to compare the former president to Adolf Hitler. This article reads, by the way, neither Tapper nor Bash have yet to retract or to apologize for the lies they spewed about the Russian, a fake Russian collusion story that went on for years. This article further states, you cut off my microphone for bringing up the debate moderator's history. This is where just recently a cohort or a worker for Donald Trump was being interviewed on CNN, and when that individual, she, a lady, started saying something about Jake Tapper and his background, her mic was cut off. And so this particular writer in this article, CNN debate host compare Trump to Hitler. How could a moderator like that have an unbiased, how would you say, question and answer for a debate between Joe Biden and Donald Trump? Do you think it's possible for them to set aside their bias, to set aside their vile attacks on Trump in the past, and ask proper questions and give equal representation for both candidates? Is that possible in the farthest reaches of the human mind?
No, it is not possible, Dr. Youngblood. They are going to come in with their bias. They're going to be prejudiced against Trump, as they have already displayed. And the fact that they cut off the mic of the person who was talking to the CNN host who was bringing up Jake Tapper's past, they cut off the mic. That was a trial run to make sure that it's going to work when it comes time to cut off President Trump's mic. So they want to say, hey, how will this actually work? So they tried it, and they found out that it will work. And so they're prepared for this. It is not going to be a fair and impartial debate, not at all. I don't think anyone on either side is even expecting that. If they are, they're delusional.
Absolutely. One of the things, Congressman Hill, that I foresee, I believe that they will do everything possible to force Trump into some kind of vile remarks or some kind of raging answer or an irate position or, as they put it, a wild Trump. In fact, one writer put it on, says, so which Trump will be in the debate? One another question was, which Biden will appear in the debate? I'm looking at a headline that says, CNN data gurus paints a bleak picture for Biden ahead of the debate. CNN senior data reporter Harry Einstein on Tuesday that President Joe Biden is significantly trailing former President Donald Trump on economic issues ahead of the debate on Thursday. Biden and Trump will debate Thursday. The rules and the format consisting of silencing the microphones, barring a live audience. The writer of this article says CNN News Central said Trump is polling over 13% ahead of Biden. Top major factors would be the economy, inflation, etc., etc., etc. So they're trying to set a low bar, I believe, in advance for Joe Biden so that it will not look as though he's fumbled and fallen as much as will actually take place. So we need to talk about that. In fact, right after the top of the hour news break, Congressman, I want to talk with you about, I'm looking at a headline, says, can you bet on it? Gamblers jump biggie into the Trump-Biden debate. I would not have thought we had bookies across America that will be putting the money on the candidates. And I'll be talking about that after the top of the hour news. But hang in there with your thoughts on that. Ladies and gentlemen, don't turn your dials. We'll be right back, right after the news.
This is Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood from First Conservative Baptist Church and Conservative Theological University in Jacksonville, Florida. To learn more, visit conservative.edu.
WTRJ, Orange Park, Jacksonville. WAYL,